There was a young boy, the youngest of six children, who went to religion class. And the teacher said, "I know this may be a trick question for you and a difficult one, but does anyone in class know where God is? Where would you find him?" Young boy raises his hand and says, "I know, in the bathroom." "Why in the bathroom?" He says, "Because every morning my father bangs on the bathroom door and says, 'My God, are you still in there?'" Sometimes you have to laugh, let the laughter teach people. In the gospel, Jesus tells us, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you." It is easy to say, "I'm looking for God." But in the gospel, he reminds us, God is looking for you. God is running after you. In the book of Genesis, the story of creation, the very first sin, a spiritual sin of disobedience. That's why I think Adam and Eve were teenagers. Basically, they told God, "I don't believe what he told us. I'm going to go after that tree. I disagree with him. I know what's right." But in there, when Adam and Eve sin, they don't look for God. God goes and looks for them and says, "Where are you?" So although we may think we find God, he is a God who wants to be found. He is a God who cares enough about us to go looking after us. But he treats us with respect. Often, when I teach young children, I say, don't pray to God, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, to tie your shoes. He gave you hands. Tie them yourself. Don't ask God to change your life when he gave you a mind and he gave you the ability to choose and pray. But often we are helpless in this sense. We want our independence. We fiercely defend our positions, but we want God to fix everything. It's a very childish point of view, but often held by many. When God says, "You are co-creators with me. I will give you my grace. I will give you wisdom. And the more you ask, the more you will give. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find." But often we want to sit back and said, "Let Tato take care of everything." And God says, "No, no, no. I'm not raising children. I'm raising adults, people who need to cooperate with me." You remember the old story about a person who passes down a mystical street and sees a store that says "Hopes, Dreams, Fulfilled." And the person goes in and sees proprietor God, and they say, "Is this true? Am I dreaming?" And God answers the door and says, "No, your dreams and hopes and wishes will be fulfilled." So the person begins to shop and says, "I want good health. I want wealth. I want people to love me. I want to be loved. I want to always do the right thing. And can you do this for me?" "Yes, I can." "Well, how much will it cost?" "It's free." "Wait here, I'll be right back." God comes back with a little bag, gives it to the person. And the person says, "Well, is my wealth, are my riches in this bag?" "Yes, but how can everything fit?" And God goes, "Oh, you must have misunderstood. We sell seeds here. Plant them, water them, take care of them. Pray to me, I will help you." And so in the process of life, as we develop our character, every time the question will come back to you, "Do you still believe in me? Because I am following and I am after you." And if you say yes, you may be surprised and find out God was going after you all the time, and he wasn't that far from you. All he wanted from you was your cooperation and your love. So plant the seed. Look for God in your bathroom. Look for God everywhere, because there's no place you can get away from him. Not even the tiki bar. Slava Yisus.